This podcast is a service of South Canyon Baptist Church in Rapid City, South Dakota. For more information about our church, visit southcanyonbaptist.org.
Hello, South Canyon. Welcome back for another podcast with Pastor Brent and Pastor Josh. Today we want to talk about baby dedications. And we have had a lot of babies born. In fact, the week that we're recording this, there's been two, I think, maybe more.
Just in
the last week, I guess. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of babies, which we thank God for. We love babies. We love the new life that God gives. We don't ever take that for granted, that it is a miracle every time a baby is conceived and born. And we thank God for the families that that these babies are being born into, very godly families where mom and dad love each other and brothers and sisters. And in our church, these are, in a very real sense, our babies. We do share together as a covenant family in that. And so that, I think, leads us into baby dedication. Brent, what is baby dedication? Is that sort of the Baptist version of infant baptism? I mean, what are we doing? We just, we're not infant Baptists, but we still kind of want a piece of the pie or a part of the game. What exactly is baby dedication?
Yeah, that's a good thing to talk through and think through the differences there. I guess one thing that I have tended to say about this Sunday is at times we've used the terminology baby dedication, children's dedication, but I think maybe the best way to think about it would be as parent dedication, because in one sense it's parents dedicating their babies, dedicating themselves as they begin the journey with a new baby to be the parents that God calls parents to be, that He calls believers to be who are parents. So it's a time when parents think seriously again, and I'm certain they do that, but we do that together as a family. On a Sunday morning, we together give thanks to God for this child, and we also desire to, above all else, see the child know and love the Lord, follow the Lord, serve Christ. And so the parent dedication, the baby dedication that we have is about that, is a way for us to express that. And it's different than baby's baptism because there is a salvific element to that in the congregations, in the denominations that practice that. They see that as kind of a, you know, you're sort of brought in to God's covenant to be dedication. And we don't think that's what the Bible teaches. We think that children need to come to their own understanding of who Jesus is and understand the gospel, and that's what the dedication is about, that we will pray for that, and we will seek to be the parents and to be the church for this child as best we can, God helping us to lead the child, to be the means of God's grace to bring the child to faith, to their own understanding and faith in the gospel. Mm-hmm. So it's different. Yeah.
Yeah. So is baby dedication in the Bible? Like, why would we do it? Is it something that Christians are in some ways obligated to do?
You know, I don't know of a specific reference that refers to something exactly like what we're doing. We do see something, obviously, when Jesus is born, and some things that were Jewish in context and nature from the Old Testament that carried over into the New Testament. But, you know, obviously in the Old Testament, there were other things that were connected to children's faith. But there is a distinction, and I think that's the difference between those who practice infant baptism and those of us who don't and who do baby dedications, parent dedications, is we think the covenant, the old covenant, and the new covenant are two different things. Not that they're completely different, obviously. Faith is how we're saved before Christ and after Christ and His work. But there are differences in terms of how people enter into the covenant mm-hmm. community, God's people, and that's a big part of why we think of things the way we do and do things the way we do in this regard.
Right, right. So a Christian parent is not obligated by Scripture or by our church to participate in baby dedication.
Right.
So we're not trying to bind anyone's consciences in that way. They're free. Yet, we do see that there is a value in a couple times a year giving public celebration for the new life and for acknowledging that that this child has come into the world, and that we want to affirm a parent's good impulse of the parents to be accountable for the requirements of raising this child according to Scripture and according to the gospel. And they're standing up front to, in my opinion, to both celebrate this calling, and also before the church to be held accountable for this calling, and that we as a church family, the covenant members of this church, share in that, that the raising of this child is part of our obligations too, to hold that family accountable, to pray for them, to come alongside them and offer counsel and biblical insight, and to be engaged in their lives and in these children's lives. So I think that it's probably tied in some ways to our church membership covenant, in that we are saying that this is a high calling, and we should share in this calling, that raising children is a high calling from God, and parents are going to need help, and they're going to need to be encouraged. So I think it's more from that perspective. It's from less from a Bible verse that commands this, and more from just principally how Christian life works out practically. It's a helpful kind of mile marker in the sand, commitment ceremony that solemnizes a really significant journey that has begun.
And another thing that I think of, and I just thought of this as you were saying that, Josh, when our girls were younger girls and then teenage girls, we were in a church, and obviously we had primary and saw that we had primary responsibility for the discipling of our kids and the nurturing of them and the training of our kids. But we rejoiced in the fact that there were older ladies in the church and even college-age girls that our girls looked up to. You know, they were 5th grade, 6th grade, 8th grade, and they looked up to the college girls. They thought they were the greatest. And so we had college girls who would take our girls out for dinner and be a great, you know, example and talk to them about faith. And for them to be saying the same things we were saying to them and reinforcing what we were saying was powerful. And that's what happened, and we are grateful to God for that in terms of our girls and the influence that church. Josh was really young then, on our girls. And you know, I want our church to be that too.
Right.
Young girls and young boys, we want them to have multiple fathers spiritually, in a sense, you know, who are pouring into them, encouraging them, and mothers and grandmothers, you know, in a sense, that are spiritual mentors and leaders and teachers that are reinforcing what the mm-hmm. parents are teaching. And the church is also seeking to strengthen parents and to equip them so that they can more effectively and most effectively teach
right.
their kids and train their kids and lead their kids to faith.
Yep. So we are making clear, hopefully, at Baby Dedication that that parents are the primary evangelists and disciplers of their kids, mm-hmm. and they're recognizing that, but that they're not the only ones, and that there is a community of faith. In the local church, you gain many brothers and sisters, like you said, many fathers and mothers. Mm-hmm. And I just know, like in student ministry, that's particularly important, you know, mm-hmm. so to kind of commit to that early as babies, just knowing that as a youth pastor, sometimes I'm almost always saying the exact same thing kids' parents are, but it's coming from a different angle, and mm-hmm. therefore it's being heard. And there's so much value in that throughout the whole parenting process, to have other people who are pouring into the life of your kid, and the truth is coming kind of in stereo, in surround sound, instead of just from you, because they can, you know. So to commit to that from the very outset, I think, is wise, and reminds us all what our calling as parents is.
Yeah. Let me mention these questions that I ask the parents to answer, we do, too. Do you receive this child with gratitude as God's gift to you and your family? Do you commit to strengthen your marriage relationship, creating a stable environment in which your child can mature? Do you commit to be parents of personal faith, recognizing your children are more likely to follow God through the model they first observe in you? Do you commit to lead a gospel-centered home that honors God in all your relationships and in the choices you make to spiritually grow your family? And then finally, do you commit to be parents with patience, recognizing that with your strengths and weaknesses, your desire to shape your child is a loving act that will require time, prayer, and the Holy Spirit in order to produce in your child what God desires and you hope for? And then we ask a question
Great.
To our congregation, and they also commit to do the kinds of things we've just been talking about. So,
Yep, so that's the heart behind baby, I guess, parent dedication. And I hope that listening to this helps you understand that the meaning behind it, the intention behind it, and as opposed to it just being sort of a public presentation of, hey, look, cute babies, good for them, as really a solemn commitment together of these parents to their children, these parents to God, are us to these parents, to this child, and to God, that there is some promises, some accountability being made, and a reminder for those of us who are parents who maybe have forgotten, you know, in the busyness of life, what our role in our kids' lives are. Just as when you go to a wedding, you're reminded of your own vows, when you go to someone else's wedding also, I think baby dedication is a good reminder for all of us parents to make sure that we're taking seriously the spiritual care of our families and our kids. And so I hope that it is a very meaningful few minutes at the beginning of the service when we do that for everyone who's there. And that this is part of what being in a local church together is, that we share in the calling of God and the responsibility of one another as a family. So I hope that helps make this more meaningful and significant in the life of our church. So thank you again for taking a few minutes to listen, and we hope this is helpful, and we'll have more of them coming out soon. Talk to you soon.
This podcast has been a service of South Canyon Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today. We hope that this production has been an encouragement to you. May God bless you.